بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. After having read the hadith in which the Prophet Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah Ta'ala sent before me nations, and in that there were Hawariyin wa ashab ya'khuduna bi sunnatihi, people who were the helpers of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam of those nations, and also people who followed them. And after that, other people came later who said what they did not do and did what they did not say. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever will fight against them, will, by his hand will be a mu'min, by his heart will be a mu'min, by his tongue will be a mu'min. And after that, there remains no iman in the person. So the commentary of this hadith, short commentary, we just do that. Like the previous hadith, this hadith means that the person who does not despise wrong within his heart has very little or no iman. A person should try and avoid whatever wrong is being done, stop it by his hand, by his tongue, and if not, then at least he should despise it by his heart, dislike it. And we all know by broad measures that what are the things which are wrong, and how many of those wrongs are taking place in our homes, in our societies, etc. It is the demand of iman that we try and stop that. We do not allow it. And if not, then see in our heart whether we have got any dislike for those wrong things. This is a useful yardstick for introspection, for us to check ourselves that how much of iman have we got, whether there is iman. This is a good yardstick to see how much of the wrong is it that we despise and we look down upon. How much do we allow and we just let it go by? How much do we dislike the evil and the evil we see and hear around us? Wherever we go today, there is evil taking place. Music is so common. Intermingling of the sexes is so common, and photography is so common, whether it affects us in any way. If, for example, if a person goes in a place which is, if it's a cold day and he goes in a warm place which where it is heated, he feels the effect immediately. And if it's a cold day, if it's a hot day and he goes in a place which is cool, he feels the effect immediately. So like that, when we see the wrong being done, does that affect us in any way whatsoever? When we go to shopping malls, etc., we can say perhaps we can't put it, we can't stop it. But whether that dislike or whether it is, we just take it as the norm. That this is how it goes. When we go to airports, etc., when we go to shopping malls, etc., so we should check around and see how much of the evil do we dislike. Are we comfortable to turn a blind eye and a deaf ear to evil and simply blend in with others? With us all evil that is happening, do we just turn a blind eye, deaf ear, like just, it's just normal, that is how it goes. And we just accept it like that. If that is the case, then and we don't feel anything in our heart. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was walking in the marketplace, and there was some music, he put his fingers in his ears and blocked the music out. And then afterwards asked the others around whether the sound is still coming. So they were conscious of it all the time. How much are we conscious of it? Or do we make a conscious effort, attempt to stop it? Or do we do that? Do we think that how can I? In my heart do I think if I had the power I should have stopped it? I would like to stop this. How much do we think like that? So we should check ourselves on this. Yeah, it's a good yardstick, a good barometer to check ourselves that how strong is our iman in our heart. So may Allah give us tawfiq that at least the hatred and the dislike for it must be in the heart and it must be felt there. Like somebody, if somebody throw some dirt on your child, you won't just accept it, you dislike it, that how could he do such a thing, how could he throw that dirt on the child, etc. or on you or on anyone. So this dirt, which is even worse, and which is polluting our eyes, polluting our ears, polluting us in every way, and we don't feel anything about it, then there must be something serious wrong. May Allah give us all tawfiq to understand this and to come up with what we are required to do, and that is to try and put a stop to it, at least with our du'as and our dislike from the heart. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.